Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and the kids singing He is the Lord and Savior, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled What Jesus Came to Do, from 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 8.
Your personal question, sure, Pastor. I answer for you. Does the devil give you a fit? I mean, are you in combat seemingly every day? And when you're serving the Lord and you've made up your mind, I'm going to start reading my Bible, I'm going to start living the Bible, and I'm going to start testifying of the Bible, and I'm going to start being an instrument of God's righteousness. Boy, it looked like all of hell dispatched every demon to park in front of your house and to camp out there in your front yard. And that's exactly, when you make up your mind to serve the Lord, listen, if you don't want any trouble with the devil, just don't serve Jesus. But folks, God didn't call you today to be that kind of a Christian. He today has enabled you, it empowered you. If you don't believe that, go to the book of Ephesians, not on my time, your time. Go to the book of Ephesians and read what he says about put on the whole armor of God, that you can stand against the wiles of the devil, and that you are empowered, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and your loins girt about with truth, and all these things that God has given us today. And realizing, though, you know, it's just not those things, but go to the cross. Go to the cross, and the fact that you have received the Lord in your heart and your life, and today you've been saved. Today, that is your premise. That is today the power of God in your life. That if you've trusted this Jesus who hung on the cross, He has delivered you, and Satan has no claim to you. Well, the devil's giving me a fit. Well, tell the devil to shut his mouth. When he's in combat with you, your words are of no value. But then when you take, thus saith the Lord, and you apply that, he has to flee. When you plead the blood, he has to flee. When you name the name above every name, he has to flee. So therefore, you've got to learn to be combat ready. I spent 12 years on active duty in the military. I learned about combat. I learned about preparedness. I learned about being ready. I learned about that you cannot take your enemy for granted. And you learned that you have to be combat ready at all times. Even when it's seemingly peaceful times, you've got to be combat ready. And let me tell you what, we are in a battle, but we're not fighting this battle to win. Our battle has already been won. And it was won over 2,000 years ago when the blood flowed down from that cross, from the crimson body of Jesus, where he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And glory to God, with his stripes we're healed. And that's what Christ has done for us today. If you're a child of God, you're not fighting to win. You've already got the victory. So therefore today you can take God at His word. Hallelujah. God has a plan for our lives. So the Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Now, why did God say, let there be light? Let's go back to Genesis a moment. I can't get away from it. That He might destroy the darkness that covered the face of the earth. Because the Bible says that this earth was covered with darkness. And Jesus said, what? Let there be light. And there was light. Amen. So realizing that there also we're told that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Why? That he might destroy the works of the devil, friend. The devil has saturated this earth and the inhabitants of this earth with living in darkness today. Where darkness has enslaved people today in the bondage of sin. But man, I'm glad whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. The Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to kill, to destroy. I mean, he is out to wreak havoc in your life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, if you got life, you've got the light. If you've got Christ, then today you've got the Lord living within your heart and your life today. So realizing this, that's why did God send His only begotten Son to be born out of the womb of a virgin in Bethlehem named Mary, so that He could fulfill what He promised in Genesis 3:15 when He said the seed of the woman would be bruised and He would crush the head of the serpent? That is the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus may have been bruised and wounded, but friend, let me tell you what, He arose up victorious over that. The one that is defeated today is not Jesus. By the way, if you're in Christ, the one that is defeated today is not you. You may think that you are, and the world may have told you you are, and the devil may try to convince you that you are, but the fact of the matter is, if you're in Christ, you are already today living in the victory. You need to wake up to it. That God has a victory for your life. You don't have to live in depression, defeat, and discouragement. You can live in the victory that God has for you today. Why did Jesus go to Calvary? Why did He die on the cross, a criminal's death? Why did He bear the cross on the place of the skull? Realizing this, why did He conquer death, hell, and the grave? and then rise again on the third day. That's all what the Word of God says. So then that He could bring those who were outside the grace of God into the fullness today, because what God did through the cross, He created a bridge of hope that we today could be delivered by the power of Almighty God. Amen. So He has connected a covenant that was given to Abraham to you and I today, that we could be born again, that we can stand. The covenant is the promise of God. Here's the promise book. Over 3,000 promises in this book. And guess what? They're for you and I today. And we need to learn to live the promises so that today those who are in the slavery of sin today could be free to receive hope for the hopeless. Amen. And not only that, but strength today for the powerless. Victory today in those who today are feeling in the position of defeat, and that the chains are broken, and giving today the tattered and the torn lives of the oppressed to give them the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God. You know, we're not here today to serve a dead God. Our God's alive. And so when God shows up, things get different, don't they? Things got different in my life on that day of the 2nd of February, and I have not been the same since. Things are different now. And that's what God does in your life. He changes, transforms. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what we have in Christ. For Jesus came today that He might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And you know, we are not here today because of religion. This town, and as I headed over to visit with Gary this morning before church, and I passed by churches and I saw religious institutions, and I use that word typically and intentionally, because that's all it is. It's a religious institution today. We're not here today because of religion. We're here today because of a Redeemer who came to give us redemption. Amen. So the God who's present today in the sanctuary today, He can change your life forever. But you've got to cooperate with what God wants to do. Your life can be changed today. Your marriage can be changed. Your job can be changed. Your eternity can be changed. Your mind can be changed. Everything about you can be changed to the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Every time we gather in this place today, Jehovah Jireh, who is the provider that supplies what we can't supply for ourselves, He's in this house. He's here right now. You got a need? He'll supply that need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. He has the ability today to meet every need of your life. And He shall and He will. Amen. That's why David said, listen, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Come on, church. Every time that we gather in this place today, guess who else is here? Same God, but His name is also called Jehovah Rapha, who is the Lord, who is our healer. He's here today to heal the afflicted and the infirmities that you're facing. Maybe you don't have today sickness in your body, but you know what? You got something going on in your life that's creating a sick situation. God can turn that around. For this great physician, let me tell you what, He's got an application for everything in your life that needs the healing of Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the great physician. He can heal you today. Amen. He can heal your relationships. He can heal today your heart. He can heal today your mind. He can heal everything about you today. But you've got to submit. Did you hear that word? What was that word I just used? It's called submit. You've got to submit yourself to what God desires to do in your life. And if you're not submissive, then you are today putting yourself, that you're chaining yourself to whatever has got you in oppression. I'm telling you, we've got a God who is the great physician. Amen. So realizing every time that we gather in this place and people walk today in with bondage, this bondage today can be lifted. The burdens today can be destroyed. And the shackles today can be loosened or broken. That's what we've got in our Savior. Because Jesus Christ today, this one that is called Yeshua in the Hebrew today, He came to set captives free. Well, preacher, I've never been a captive. Oh, we've all been a captive. We were all captivated by sin and those shackles. But glory, when the blood of Jesus touched your life, the shackles were broken. And you have been set free. You're no longer chained to your oppressions and your habits and the devil and the world and the flesh. Now today, you are today a child and you're living in the favor of this God who came to redeem your soul. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.